In the previous devotional series, we contemplated the rich theology found in the faceted glass windows of Lutheran Church of Our Savior. The windows are treasures of light, instructing the viewer and affirming for us salvatory events of our Lord's work within the framework of times and seasons of the church year. The series was called His Word in Glass. Today we begin a new series, using as a basis for reflection other windows we're blessed to call ours. The Musicians of God windows of Lutheran Church of Our Savior located in the administration wing hallway. While the faceted glass windows are just that, faceted glass, the Musicians of God windows are crafted of traditional stained glass. What's the difference? Well, to borrow quite freely from the description included in the email advertising the new series, faceted glass is an inch thick and its surface is faceted or chipped to reflect brilliance of the sunlight entering through the window. It's very durable, but because of its thickness, very difficult to have intricate detail. The individual pieces of glass forming the shapes are individually bonded together with a cement-like epoxy. Stained glass, though, is only a quarter of an inch thick, and its stained pieces of glass are bound together with strips of H-shaped cast lead called kames, lead kames. Though much more fragile, stained glass allows for more artistic detail, especially when it comes to things like facial features. We're blessed to call these stained glass windows ours, but they weren't always ours. While the faceted glass windows were designed by and built at the direction of Lutheran Church of Our Savior, the Musicians of God windows were acquired. I suppose it's fitting that these windows depicting these famous Musicians of God grace our buildings. After all, LCOS has been a singing, musical congregation. The featured musicians are each musicians in their own right, but are not all alike. One was a lyrist and spirit-inspired psalmist. Another was the hymnist the world needed at that moment to proclaim in him the glorious gospel. Another was a deeply influential Baroque period musician, and yet another was perhaps the most significant composer of music and musical arrangements the world has ever known. Each musician was gifted by God in different ways to serve him by serving his church. Today we consider David, a man after God's own heart. David is one of the most storied, notable, and significant figures of the Old Testament era. The man's life was epic, from near beginning to this life's end, both in its highs and lows. With courage uncommon, though in truth a courage that need not be unique only to this man of God, David was a vessel through whom the Lord defeated the imposing champion Goliath. By God's grace, David won renown and enjoyed might and fame in his days. But David also knew the spear tip of envy, lonely nights of sadness, the shame and betrayal of a loved one, this one he called his son, and the depths of his own reckless sins. While in many ways his life was epic and unique, because of his struggles and trials, perhaps surprisingly, it's not that difficult to identify with David, is it? Let's not forget, though, that some of the Scripture's most beloved words of forgiveness, comfort, and peace come from David's pen. While David was a shepherd, a warrior, and a king, and a type, a foreshadowing figure of Christ, he was also a musician and a psalmist. The Scriptures record that in his youth David used to play his lyre for King Saul when Saul was plagued by an evil spirit, in order to soothe the tormented king. But of course David was known for far more than playing the soothing lyre for Saul. Half of the Psalms of the Scripture bear the name of David. Some wonder whether those Psalms are about David or by David. The following, I believe, helps settle that. The second book of the Psalms, there are five within the Psalter, the second one ends with these words, "The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended." That's Psalm 72, ESV, and also hereafter. Peter, in his Pentecost sermon, quotes David as the speaker of Psalm 16, a psalm that bears his name. And what dear, instructive, comforting, assuring words the Holy Spirit has spoken in the Psalms by inspiration through this musician David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, Psalm 23. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear, Psalm 27. Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, Psalm 32. O taste and see that the Lord is good, Psalm 34. Or you know this one, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, Psalm 51. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That's David too, Psalm 103. Or there's this, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Psalm 110. Our window, which we consider today, seems to make reference to this particular verse. The text above the figure of David within the sun is Hebrew text, and it says Adoni, which is translated Lord, as in sovereign. The Lord, Yahweh, said to my Lord, Adoni, perhaps because he was the musician that he was, David would even often set the psalms to extant melodies. So, for instance, Psalm 22 begins with these words, to the choir master, according to the Doe of the Dawn. The Doe of the Dawn seems to be the name of a particular tune already known to the choir master. We thank God that through David, who prefigured David's greater son, our champion, shepherd, and king, Jesus Christ. We thank God that through David, to this day, we can yet be edified by the holy psalms of this musician of God.